From the Florida Weather Center, I'm Michael Stack.
Weather brought to you by Total Air Solutions, the area's premier indoor air quality specialist. Call 877-TOTAL-AIR or go to totalair.com.
WCCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning and welcome to the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Conditions, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center in Port Charlotte, Florida. This is a live call-in talk show in which you are encouraged to participate. Phone lines are now open. If you have any conversation you'd like to throw our way, we'd love to hear from you at 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Questions or comments along the way, they are certainly welcome today here on the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Conditions. And now, here's their host of the show, Dr. Elizabeth Triana. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving, enjoying your families, eating wonderful foods. So now we have to get back to reality.
Yeah, the reality of watching what we eat and it's...
trying to be healthy. And tonight we're going to... Today.
Somebody's ready for the weekend.
Yeah, ready for the weekend. Well, I was in Chicago for the most incredible, it's called the Radiological Society of North America.
Okay.
This is a conference of all conferences.
All right.
More than 60,000 people are signed up for this conference.
Wow.
From all over the world.
I never heard of something that large.
I mean, any one day at the McCormick Center, there's 30,000 people.
Wow.
The technical exhibits are incredible. I mean, I felt like I was on a marathon. I walked so much, which was great. The latest equipment, the latest MRIs, CAT scanners, ultrasound, the speakers. It's just incredible what you see there. The languages, how many languages that I hear spoken?
Oh.
English, French, German, Russian, Spanish. I mean, it's Japanese. There is all over the world. It is so amazing when you see how much is being done to take care of us humans, to image, to look at, so we can prevent disease and catch disease. So it was incredible. One of the talks that came out of it was about they did a study where they looked at men with bellies for visceral fat. They did a CAT scan of their bellies.
Why are you looking at me when you say that?
I'm not looking at you. I'm talking to everybody.
Oh, okay, all right.
Anyways.
A little belly fat.
So belly fat. So they found... it's already been proven that women with belly fat are more prone to osteoporosis. But now they've proven it with men who have deep visceral fat. Now, this is quantified on a CAT scan that they have a risk factor for bone loss, decreased bone strength. We already know that belly fat is a risk factor for vascular disease, for heart attack, stroke. We already know that. So this is proving it in men. Before, they thought it was just mostly in women.
Okay.
So today, we also want to talk about another thing that's been in the news. Because today I said, I'm going to hit some topics that are in the news. There is diabetes has doubled in the last 15 years.
Wow. I had missed that somehow. That's huge.
Yes. And 6% of the population in every state or higher is diabetic. And the states of Alabama, Mississippi, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Puerto Rico is not a state, 10% of the population is diabetic.
Those are states we'd sort of generally associate with having lesser health care for some people, and so you can see why.
They didn't talk about the actual risk, but we do know that diabetes is an epidemic.
Absolutely.
Because of obesity. We also know that our diets are overwhelmingly have too much sugar. In fact, the American Heart Association says, now listen to this, we're going to talk about it, that women should have no more than 100 calories a day of extra sugar.
What would be considered extra?
Well, in their diet, no more, and just sugar. And okay. Men, no more than 150. So that is extra sugar. Now, remember, sugar is in a lot of foods.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, today we're going to talk about being naughty or nice.
Well, and that's kind of what I wanted to find out. Maybe you're planning on covering this. When you say extra calories, that's extra above and beyond what naturally occurs in my food? Or if I eat a pear, that's going to have some sugar.
Yes, that's going to have some sugar. This is like extra you add to your food. For example,
those handfuls of candy I like to eat, in other words, right?
Well, we're going to talk about candy king.
Okay, good.
How about eggnog?
Oh, it's my wife's favorite.
How many people love eggnog out there?
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Okay. So we're going to talk about being naughty and nice.
All right.
And we're going to take it to the level of naughty, meaning maybe it tastes good, but maybe too much is not good for you. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of my patients, they said, you know, I'm going to go for Thanksgiving, my family. I said, look, it's one day out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You can enjoy your family, enjoy your cooking. You don't have to go overboard. Enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one day out of the year. You don't do Thanksgiving every day.
Right.
So enjoy what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Christmas Day is only going to be one day out of the year. The thing is to refocus and go back to reality after those days.
It's the everyday things you
it's
do that are important.
It's the everyday. Right. It's all those Christmas parties. It's all the Christmas candies.
Oh, the cookies. I love the cookies.
Oh, I know. I have such wonderful patients. I myself am fighting, you know, the weight thing. And my patients who I adore, they're so wonderful. They bring us cookies and cakes. And I tell my girls, I said, don't we all look like we're starving to death? Which we're not. But especially me. But I mean, this just, and they make it. You know, that's one of the nice things of the naughty and nice.
Okay.
When you give a gift of that you make yourself.
Absolutely.
It is such a nice. So what's the naughty in eggnog? The naughty in eggnog is in 6 ounces of eggnog, there's 440 calories.
Wow.
Now, let's say you're counting your calories and you're trying to lose weight. And you're maybe on a 1,200 or 1,500 calorie a day diet. Boy, you've really shot a lot of calories there.
You shot a third. It's an entire meal's worth of calories.
That's a
With
lot.
1 6-ounce, not even a big glass, really.
Yes, it's so rich.
Wow.
There's 34.5 grams of carbs.
Wow.
If you're a diabetic, they recommend no more than 150 grams of carbs a day.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine 34 grams of carbs. So, and the naughty would be also sugar cane. Those little, you know, those candy canes.
Oh, the candy canes, yeah.
The candy canes.
Yeah.
Yes, they can range anywhere from a candy cane reef, which is 56 grams of carbs, to one candy cane being 14 grams of carbs, a little one. So, how about sugar cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Well, two sugar cookies has 150 calories. So that's the naughty. What would be the nice? Well, the nice would be, how about an apple? How about broccoli?
Mm-hmm.
Steamed? Remember, one day a year. It just means you can't have eggnog every single day for the whole month of December.
So what you're saying is apples and broccoli every day, the way you're supposed to. Christmas comes. Don't get guilt feelings over having some eggnog and a candy cane.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, we have to remember, we are humans. This is very important. What's another naughty?
Okay.
Well, one thing that's a naughty, which I feel, when I say naughty, I mean it's really not good for your health, is increased stress and depression during the holidays. We know there's an incidence of depression during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
people have very high expectations. And I think the nice is to reach out to someone. We all know someone who's alone and maybe doesn't have family here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe we know them. And wouldn't it be nice to invite someone like that for over for a meal? You know, sharing a meal in your home with someone, especially who's alone or doesn't have family. And think of the nice of that.
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful! What a beautiful gift to consider another human being, another person.
Mm. It's better than anything you could buy and wrap.
That's right. Another thing, another nice is, I know we all have families, we all have families that sometimes become dysfunctional, and maybe you're not as happy with your family member, your mother, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father. But you know what? What about just calling them and saying to them, you know what? I really do love you. You're my family member. And, you know, my dad passed away a year and a half ago, and I know your dad just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I still cry.
It's awful. It's with you every single day.
Every single day. And how many times do you say, thank God I said to my dad, I love you. And I say to my mother, even to my sisters and brothers, I say, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
What beautiful words. And I don't mean, you know, hey, love ya. I mean, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I really care about you. I think we need, that would be the nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I'm going to be a little selfish and tell you as a doctor that we know that love and that caring is so good for your health.
Okay, so there's a health benefit to you.
To you.
Not just the recipient of your kind words.
To you. So that is really, really wonderful. And what's another naughty?
Mm-hmm.
How about a naughty of expecting material gifts? Mm-hmm. Some people get a little bit, you know, expect too much.
Mm-hmm.
What about the nice of giving, like we said, a gift that you make?
Mm-hmm.
Or like patients who have brought me, you know, cakes and some. I had one patient that brought me a tile, and she's in heaven now, and she painted a tile with her own painting, mm-hmm. and she put that it was my garden with flowers. I still have that in my office. It's so beautiful.
Oh, nice.
I had a patient, she went to Japan, and I was in Chicago. I love Japanese art and Japanese woodblock prints.
I've seen your office, I know. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. I have such a collection. And I love museums. I'm like such a museum girl. I mean, throw me in a museum, the Renoirs, the Degas, and mm-hmm. I just look at them going, what creativity. And they're so beautiful and so vibrant. So a patient, she brought me just a little bag of Japanese candies from her trip in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to Chicago, I brought all my girls Christmas socks.
There you go.
Because it's just a little thought. Yeah. A little tiny thought, a little smile. Wait a minute. What about a smile? What a wonderful gift is a smile. Everywhere I go, I meet people. I smile. I'm not shy.
You?
I'm not. I give everyone my card and I said, go to my website, the radio program. I said, I love doing it. It could make a difference in your life. You can learn. And I think that's really, really important. So I promote the show.
You certainly do.
I do, because I enjoy it and I really feel that it is going to make a difference. What's another naughty that I have a list here. One of the naughties was alcohol.
Mm.
And I think the biggest naughty about alcohol is that people will go to parties. You need to designate a driver. We know that alcohol influences your motor ability, your perceptions. So the more you drink, the more your ability to drive is decreased. and it's dangerous.
So you're not even talking from like a caloric or nutritional level. You're talking from a safety level.
I'm talking about safety. Yeah. So many things happen when people drink, when they're driving, or even boating. You know, we live in Florida, beautiful boating area.
Mm-hmm.
The most accidents happen when the days are beautiful and there's a lot of boats out there and people are partaking of too much alcohol.
And drunk boating is a crime as well. Some people don't know that.
It is, because you, so this is a naughty. A nice would be designated driver, try to limit how much you're drinking and drink more water, soft drinks, not the ones with all the sugar in them, of course. And maybe the eggnog not as spiked, but I'm just trying to put in everybody's mind, think about it. We want to enjoy the holidays, but we want to be safe, right?
Sure. All of us.
All of us. Okay. So what's another naughty? Now, I'm going to get a little interesting here. Women, when you have hot flashes, why are you suffering with the hot flashes and not doing something about it? Do you know that there's an association, they don't know yet, the research, that women who have hot flashes may be more prone to having vascular disease?
That's something new. Haven't heard that.
Yes.
And Dr. T keeps us right on the cutting edge of these kinds of things, so maybe it's a first for you, too. Interesting.
This is on the cutting edge. So a naughty would be, why not do something about it for your health? And you know that at the Triana Prevention Center, we take care of women in menopause to help them, to help prevent the... Menopause is a natural aging, but there's certain things that happen that we can help prevent. We've discussed the different things like hair loss, vaginal dryness, dry skin, decreased libido. All these things can happen in the menopause, and we can help women with this. So the nice is, guess what? You can get a book like Getting Outliving Your Ovaries that we had Dr. Marina Johnson on.
Remember that.
And she was great, and she's going to be on the show again.
Good.
And we have someone you can see, which is me, Dr. Triana, that can help you with menopause. Okay, that's the nice.
So there's no reason really for any woman to say, well, it's that change of life. I just have to tough it out. That's not the way to look at it.
No, that's not the way to look at it. There is help out there.
Okay.
And there's help in knowing that your romantic life, which some people might say it's naughty in a nice way. Your romantic life as you get older can even get better. And we can help you with that. So the nice thing is, as people get older, we can practice safe sex. A lot of people are now single who are older and having more and more relationships. So the nice thing is to practice safe sex. And if you're in a relationship and you see that you're getting older and maybe you're uncomfortable having sexual relations, there's something we could help you with that. So that's the nice, that you can enjoy your lover, your partner in life. You don't have to suffer. That's the nice. There's someone out there that can help you. We can help you at the Triana Prevention Center. We're about more good years. We've discussed that,
plenty
right?
Time. Sure, yeah.
So it's okay to be a little naughty with the person that you love, but the nice is we can help you to enjoy that life.
I like that. It's the naughty side of nice or the nice side of naughty, depending on how you look at it.
Right, right. Okay, here's another naughty. Being a couch potato is a naughty.
But there's so many good football games, and there's so many parades and great movies.
I know. I love old movies myself. Oh, my gosh, on the weekends.
Light a fire, just sit there and watch the Christmas tree, but it's
I
not good
know.
For me. It's not good.
Well, we have to, you know, do it. So get out and walk for at least 15, 20 minutes a day. Then the rest of the day, you can watch your old movies.
Okay. That's
or
fair.
Watch a movie, or I know I'm dying to go see that new James Bond movie.
Are you? I hear good things.
Yeah, I love going to the movies. I love the movies. I also, I love old movies. So, you know, from the golden era.
Right.
And,
well, it seems like a very fair trade to me. If you're willing to trade 15 to 20 minutes walking around the block, heck, the dog needs that much exercise anyway. So put him on the leash, take him for the walk.
Yeah.
And then you can watch your holiday movies the rest of the day or the football games or whatever.
I know. I'm such a sentimental. I love all those Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Aren't they wonderful still?
They're so
cute. For all these years.
Yes. I just saw, actually was really good, a program mm-hmm. on the History Channel mm-hmm. about the origins of Christmas. And
oh, okay.
How in the 60s, which I was a little kid in the 60s, how they had all those Christmas specials, mm-hmm. you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
They don't make them like that anymore.
And Gene Autry mm-hmm. Taped, you know, the mm-hmm. song, mm-hmm. and he didn't even want to do it, and it became a big bestseller.
Yeah, still one of the best sellers of all time.
I know. So today we're focusing on being naughty and nice.
Okay.
And the naughty is don't disregard your health. Remember, the nice thing would be get your mammogram. Maybe you need your colonoscopy. See a doctor or get a doctor. Do you know how many people I have walk in my office and they say, you know, Dr. Trion, I haven't seen a doctor in 20 years. 10 years, it. 5 years.
I believe it.
I said, well, we're here to help you. Or they'll say, I'm scared of doctors. Mm. What is there to be scared of? We are here. Physicians are here to help you, mm-hmm. to live a better life, to take care of you. And in my office, my staff is so wonderful. I've told you that. They're so wonderful. And we do it with love and kindness. How about that? How many people do you hear say they do things with love and kindness? It is important.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important because if you love what you do, when you go to work every day, it's not work.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
That's not my saying. I don't know who said it, but.
Well, but I understand your point is, I think, well taken because I'm not certainly thinking of any particular physician or medical facility in our community, but there certainly are situations where I'm sure everybody's been to see the doctor and it's been very clinical and it's been very scientific and medical and there's no personal interaction. It feels better to be involved with somebody who can show they care about you as a person, not just a patient.
Yes. And you know, this is now the wave is personalized healthcare, individualized to the person, some genetic tests that are coming out. You know, we do at the Triana Prevention Center mm-hmm. to help see what is your risk for a heart attack and stroke. You know, we do
on a genetic level.
On a genetic yes. level, mm-hmm. we send blood advanced lipid testing to the Cleveland Heart Lab. All these things are important. We also check if a woman is having hot flashes. What is her estradiol level? Where is she in the scope of her hormones? What do we need to do to help her with that? All this uses science. But guess what? Even at the RSNA, one of the speakers, the head of the RSNA said, he feels that radiologists and all physicians need to go out and meet with the patient.
Hmm.
It isn't, especially in the more technical, like radiology.
Right.
Where, you know, somebody looks at an x-ray. But you know what? That person is a doctor. It's a doctor who went to medical school mm-hmm. and they're specializing in maybe breast health or looking at muscles in your body. And go out and remind people and see your patient so that they know that you are a doctor, that you're here to take care of patients.
That's interesting because how often do you see a radiologist in person? You know one has read your whatever and given an opinion, but you don't really see the person.
Right. And having the relationship with the patient, with the referral. For example, if I have a question on a patient I want to see, you know, there's a certain problem, what would be the best way for me to image that problem?
Mm-hmm.
All these things are important. And it isn't just with radiologists, it's also with other physicians. Hey, you know, my patient's having this problem. What do you think if I speak to one of the specialists? It's this interaction. It's caring for the patient. And also, going back to the naughty and nice.
Can't get away from that list, can we?
I think it's a naughty when you don't, when you're not honest with your doctor.
Oh, that is a naughty.
I think we should all be very honest. You know, it isn't just, it isn't just about numbers. You know, you get the patient, you put them on the scale, you get their blood pressure, you get their vital signs, which, you know, their temperature, mm-hmm. their respirations. But certain things, if I ask a patient, tell me, are you still smoking? How much are you smoking? Do you drink? Do you think I could help you with your diet? What can I do to help you to quit smoking? Do you find that having sexual relations with your loved one is uncomfortable if you're a woman because of vaginal dryness? Be honest with your doctor. Did you feel a lump in your breast and then not tell anybody about it because maybe you were embarrassed? Or do you find that your urine leaks out and you don't really want to tell your doctor or tell anybody because maybe you're a little shy? You don't have to be shy. There is no reason. There are things that we can do. There's medicines, treatments. We're all human. You can be honest with your doctor.
I think we're so afraid of being judged. And our friends and family, well, for example, if you're a smoker, you hear it from your friends and family all the time, but you don't want the doctor to judge you. But that's not the business you're in. You're not judging.
I'm not a judge. I'm here to help. We are humans. No one is perfect here. There is no perfect human. We are here as physicians, as someone in the healthcare, as radiologists, as cardiologists, as family doctors. We are here to take care of patients, to help you. So it's okay to be honest. Be honest. Tell your physician, tell your doctor, tell your nurse practitioner, whoever you see. You know what? Sometimes I leak urine. Sometimes I just can't stop smoking. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I eat too much. Patients can say that. Because we are here to help with their health. The whole idea is to have better health.
That's what this show is all about. This is why you listen on every Friday, I'm trusting. And we are just about out of time on today's program. I bet you had more on your naughty nice list to go through, too.
Yes, I did.
Always over-prepare, but that's all right.
I'm always over-prepared. But I want everyone to be healthy, stay healthy. We're looking for more good years. And if you need me, I'm here for you.
Give us a phone number for your office, please, before we wrap everything up.
Okay, 941-625-1990. Or you can go to Ask Dr. Triana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. And remember, if you want something to be heard on the show, email us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.